"It's huge," he breathed, half to himself. Beside him, Schoen laughed.
10 meters high, 20 meters deep, 20 meters wide. It's got walls 3 meters deep and 3 stories. It could house our mere 250 warriors and scouts.
House? What do you mean, house? She laughed again.
It's got pressure integrity, Felix. You can go inside that thing and take off your suit and grab a meal and a shower. What do you think?
Felix looked at her. He decided not to say what he thought. Instead, he asked, "Why?" Something in the measure of his appalled disgust leaked through to her. She studied him for a moment uncertainly. Then she told him what he should have been told before, what the drop was all about.
"Felix, we're here to count ants."
When he said nothing to this, she added quickly,
"Of course, there's more to it than that."
But there wasn't, he saw after a while. There wasn't. She only thought there was. She and Fleet and the rest of the fools running the war. Surprisingly, he had already had a few clues. They had dropped him along with 3 other scouts and some 30 other warriors that morning at dawn, with instructions to head due east and look for what had come to be called a dorm. Felix had known about dorms. He had known about them for a long time now, ever since they had thought of them as supply dumps for the ants. And when he had, with the others, stepped over that last dune and seen that low squat structure sitting innocently in the sand, the full measure of that nightmare, that first nightmare, had come back to him, of dropping that very first time in those rows and rows of scurrying, jamming ants and firing blindly in terror at everything and anything until his blazer had overheated and his mind had overamped. When it had all been over, in seconds, he alone had survived. "I am A-Team," he had said to himself. There had been no one else to say it to. And that had been only the beginning. After that had come the Knuckle, and Forrest, and Boloff, and other things that dorms, the mere sight or thought of them, always brought back to him. And he had reached for his blaze bombs, as always, not wanting to remember or consider or anything else, just wanting to destroy this one as he had destroyed all others he had seen since, to destroy it quickly and move on, and nothing else, just not remember. But the captain that morning had stopped him. "We don't want it blown," he had said to Felix and to everyone else there. "Is that clear? We want it intact."